Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when a fairly little-known rapper has taken the world by storm. I mean, remarkable success for his clever rap song from a very conservative point of view. And it's about snowflakes. It's already logged in close to 6 million views, which is fairly stunning when you consider that if you take any show, any opinion show on CNN or MSNBC or any of the mainstream media networks, they don't get that much nightly audience as that 6 million who have tuned into Tom McDonald. We will do a Medved music review of his contribution, the contribution called Snowflakes. And no, it is not in favor of snowflakes. Well, how could you be at the edge of summer where we are now? And there is another conservative and a strong black conservative member of Congress who is fighting for his ability to join the Congressional Black Caucus. And then there is Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, who, thank the Lord, is leaving office at the end of the year. He actually felt that one of his last contributions to New York before a replacement is chosen would be to enlighten people using a very unusual analogy, which has to do with pizza. And this is a guy who got in trouble back in 2014 for eating pizza with a fork, which, of course, is a violation of all kinds of city ordinances in New York City. Actually, it's just something you're not supposed to do. So he pulls out a chart and uses ranking pizza toppings to explain how people are supposed to choose between Eric Adams, who apparently is the current front runner, and Andrew Yang, who is held to be his most fervent competition, or Catherine Garcia, who is another leading candidate. Here's how you analogize those folks with pizza. This is Mayor de Blasio, clip 7.
Green peppers, ladies and gentlemen, right here, my number one choice. Now, a lot of people don't appreciate green peppers enough. I have Southern Italian roots. Roasted peppers are a very big, important part of our life. Number one in a big way for me, okay? I didn't even have to question what my number one vote would be, green peppers. Now, it gets a little more interesting here. Where do you go from here? Again, I'm going to lean into my heritage. Number two, olives. Okay? This one's a little controversial. Usually it's black olives, could be green olives. Some people think olives belong in a pizza. Some people are really against it. But I have had very good experiences with olives. Now, number three. Okay. I'm looking at the choices here. And we're going to have a lot of discussion. Of course, there's going to be people who, you know, I respect carnivores. I respect vegans, vegetarians, everyone along the way. So this is just one person's personal vote. It's good. Whatever you choose, I respect you.
Okay. What he's trying to explain, first of all, the idea that he emphasizes, and he does it three different times, his Southern Italian roots, and that's true on his mother's side. But you may remember that his real name is not Bill de Blasio. His real name was Warren Wilhelm. And his father was a colorful figure who had fought for his country and seems to have been a good guy. But his father was somebody of German and English and Irish ancestry. And it's just more advantageous for him to take his mother's name. He used to be Bill de Blasio Wilhelm. I mean, I can understand why people would want to drop the first name Warren, But this whole emphasis on his Southern Italian heritage, it's just one of those many, many, many fraudulent and unfortunate aspects of the de Blasio mayoralty. And much more unfortunate was undermining the police department, which had done such a magnificent job of bringing New York, before de Blasio became mayor, some of the lowest crime rates in the history of New York City. As a rate of crime, even in the 19th century, they didn't have crime rates, murder rates lower than what they had gotten to. The other thing is that he's talking about ranked voting, and the way ranked voting is this, and you don't need to go to pizza to explain it. If it turns out, if the polls are correct, that Eric Adams is going to have the most votes of any of the many, 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 many Democratic candidates, if that is true, he doesn't win the nomination necessarily unless he gets over 50% of the vote. If he gets below 50% of the vote, then you take the last person in line of the remaining candidates, and he drops out, or she drops out, and then you look at who the second place choices were for those voters, and then you're added to the total. In other words, if, let's say, Maya Wiley, who's one of the people who's not going to win, the mayor of New York, let's say she is ranked last among the vote-getters, and yet she has had second-place voters, and let's say there are 200 people who had voted for her for first, but they had voted, of those 200 people who had voted for her for first, 100 of them had voted for second, Andrew Yang. Then Andrew Yang gets those votes added to his total, and whoever gets up to one half, as they keep dropping out candidates and dividing their second and third place votes probably won't need to get divided, but they might. And in any event, they keep going at that rate until somebody gets a majority of the votes. It is also complicated. It's one of the reasons they're thinking there might be a disappointing turnout for mayor of New York. And one of the other reasons there might be disappointing turnout is because of the quality of the candidates, which is so deeply dubious. And there is a... another issue that is deeply dubious, and it shouldn't be at all, is there is a member of Congress who is a Republican, and his name is Byron Donalds. He's just elected, and he's black. He's always been black. He hasn't just discovered it. And Byron Donalds is actually trying very hard to join the Congressional Black Caucus. Why would he not? Well, they haven't allowed him entry. And here is Byron Donalds, member of Congress from Florida, and he is engaged with Breonna Keeler on CNN. And this is what Breonna Keeler does to justify the fact that a black congressman from Florida, who happens to be a Republican, is excluded from membership in the Black Caucus because of his party. This is an astonishing development, frankly. And is Breonna Keeler guilty of, you'll pardon the expression, white-splaining to Donalds? You've heard of mansplaining. There's also white-splaining. And, of course, all of this is, at least in the eyes of CNN, related directly to Donald Trump. There's also this remarkable and remarkably successful rap song, which we will get to. And we will get to Daniel Henninger about Biden bungling his crisis. And it's not the border. Which crisis? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVet Show.
This is outrageous.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved Show, let me be clear that there's no way you can do a civil rights lawsuit or anything like that against the Congressional Black Caucus for excluding Republicans. They can do that. But the question is, what are they saying when they say that part of black identity must be a political point of view? Are you born with a political point of view? This is one of the problems, and this was pointed out very forcefully recently, that the Democrats make a tremendous mistake And even Democratic spokespeople are acknowledging this when they assume that just because you are black or you're Latino, you're automatically going to be more conservative than anybody would otherwise assume. That there's something about color, there's something about race that makes you, when I said more conservative, I meant more liberal, that somehow your racial background predisposes you or comes naturally with a political orientation. It doesn't. Every race in America, every group in America has disagreements about politics, and that's right and that's normal. However, to say that if you have something called the Congressional Black Caucus, and the purpose of the Congressional Black Caucus is to advance the interests and the power and the influence of the black population in this country, then to punish or exclude somebody because he happens to be a Trump supporter, it's just not the right thing to do. This is the way the issue was hashed out on CNN with Breonna Keeler and the newly elected Republican black representative from Florida, Byron Donalds. Listen.
You have defended President Trump for, you've said he's done enough when it comes to rebuffing ideas about white supremacy. But I do want to listen to some of his prominent comments on the subject of race to get your perspective.
Blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. Would you like me to condemn?
Proud boys,
stand back and stand by. When people proudly had their Confederate flags, they're not talking about racism. They love their flag. It represents the South. What do you prefer, blacks for Trump or African Americans for Trump?
Do you think that your defense of a person that said things like that might be incongruent with the mission of the CBC?
Okay, it's outrageous because, I mean, why is it so offensive to say, what do you prefer, blacks for Trump or African Americans for Trump? Why is that offensive? Look, do I think that you can, take any issue you want and find various comments that President Trump has made that are less than ideal? But listen to what Representative Donalds says, and it's Donalds with an S at the end, about why this shouldn't be used as a bar to membership in the Congressional Black Caucus. This is 1B.
First of all, whatever the president said in the past has nothing to do with this discussion at all. I think
well, you've, defend, you've defended
that
a, it. You've defended
please
him.
Don't cut me off. I have not cut you off in this interview. Please do not do that to me. Thank you. As a black man in America, I'm allowed to have my own thoughts on who I choose to support and who I choose not to support. I think that it's important whether you're talking about the Congressional Black Caucus or the Florida State Legislative Black Caucus or the National Caucus of State Black Legislators, organizations I have been a part of in the past. My support of President Trump has been consistent, but at the same time, I've had the ability to advocate for issues, ideas, proposals, and funding that have helped the black community in my state. You're talking to somebody who my first 3 years in college was at Florida A&M and HBCU. So whether my support for President Trump, whether it's for or against, is irrelevant. That has nothing to do with this discussion. This is whether the ideology of somebody who is conservative is welcome in the Congressional Black Caucus. It's really that simple. And so to bring up President Trump and try to make this about him does not matter. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the situation at hand.
Okay, I do think that he wins that argument, though, of course, on the other side, what they are saying is that he has been somebody who gives President Trump support on the stolen election mantra. And that, you could say, is deeply dubious, but does that mean that you somehow cannot represent black interests? Well, in the judgment of CNN, maybe not. But if you are representing your organization as the Black Caucus to exclude people because they disagree with the majority of the people within that caucus, it seems to me is deeply questionable. And speaking of deeply questionable, there's Senator Warren again on MSNBC with Joy Reid. And she has a great idea for Joe Biden to personally, with a stroke of a pen, give a bunch of deserving Americans a $50,000 check. Listen.
right now, President Biden, this evening, could sign a piece of paper and cancel student loan debt for $50,000. He could wipe out all student loan debt for 38 million Americans and substantially cut it for another 5 million Americans.
Okay, first of all, is it right for the president to have that kind of power to say to young people who have taken out debt and, by the way, are struggling in many cases to repay it, to keep their payments up, that all of a sudden we're canceling everything? Where does that money come from? It clearly comes from the taxpayer or from borrowing it or from owing the money. And this idea that the debt is just something that you can cancel without cost to anyone is utterly ridiculous. And it's ridiculous for those people. And there are many millions of them, tens of millions of them, who take out student loans and pay it off. It's also incredibly unfair. If you are going to try to reward somebody or help somebody or help somebody get ahead, why do it with people who've already gotten a college degree or had the chance to get a college degree? And in many cases, it's people who have backed off from college because it hasn't worked out for them. Why should we encourage more and more people to expect that their student loan forgiveness is going to leave them fine, whether they graduate or not, whether, and if they do graduate, you are much better set up to earn back the money that you're going to be paying to retire your own debt. And this idea of helping people who are already on their way to getting ahead by forgiving loans that they took out and they had to expect to repay is creates a situation of what people call moral hazard that could be very problematic across the board. Speaking of problematic across the board, there's a piece by Daniel Henninger, always outstanding, this one called Biden Bungles His Crisis. And he goes back to talk about that famous statement by our future ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, who said at the beginning of the Clinton administration that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. So what crisis has Biden wasted? And is it really a bad thing not to exploit every bit of national suffering and danger? We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Announcing the purchase while in the U.K., Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rahm Emanuel has had a long political history. He was a White House aide to Bill Clinton. Then he was a member of Congress. Then he was a White House chief of staff for Barack Obama, his first one. And in that capacity, while Joe Biden was vice president, he said, you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. Wow. In other words, that people will be so desperate, people will be so upset, as they were, obviously, after the financial collapse of 2008, that the Obama administration will be able to put through a huge spending bill at the time, which has, of course, been dwarfed by some of Biden's spending bills already. But they put forward a huge public stimulus package of $840 billion. And the idea of Biden's crisis that Daniel Henninger says he bungled was not a crisis in the economy, because the economy was on its way to recovery by the time that Joe Biden had taken over the presidency in January of this year. And the crisis was COVID-19. And it does seem to me offensive that somebody would say, oh, this is a great opportunity. We have this great crisis. We're going to get people accustomed to spending huge amounts of money. So they do this $2 trillion in additional spending. And remember all the nonsense about the $1,400 that would be sent to everybody, including people who don't need it. Okay, what Henninger brings up is this. He says, the questions are everywhere this week. Has Mr. Biden wasted his crisis? Are the Democrats on course to lose the House next year and, not beyond imagining, the Senate as well? Is the Biden agenda disappearing up the flue of Joe Manchin's chimney? And he says, my short answers are yes, yes, and yes. Mr. Biden misread the crisis. His party will lose the House, and his and the left's ham-handed attacks on a Democratic senator from red West Virginia have put Mr. Biden's domestic policies at risk of immolation. And then he brings up a number of polls which are fascinating. The most intriguing political straw in the wind of public doubt that I've seen recently was inside a May 26th Fox News poll. More voters say socialism is a major threat to the stability of the United States today. 49% feel that way. That's up from 39% in 2019. Among independents, fear of socialism sentiment rose 17 points. Henninger brings up that's a huge move among swing voters. Look at the then and now dates on the poll, 2019 and 2021. They bracket the coronavirus pandemic, call this the COVID effect. Hard to predict shifts in public attitudes from the pre-pandemic status quo. In other words, people are far more worried about socialism than they were before these very costly means to, quote, help everybody, which have worked out to bring unexpected responses. It looks increasingly like Mr. Biden and his allies on the left have misread the moment, writes Henninger. The American public has just spent a year committing unprecedented acts of self-discipline. They entered 2021 looking for post-pandemic stability. Suddenly, they get this democratic fiscal extravaganza, including the oddity of mass mailing $1,400 checks, even to people who held well-paying jobs. Instead of a new progressive revolution, Mr. Biden may be reviving some old saw, such as the burden this outsized debt will impose on one's children or grandchildren. He brings up there are four Democratic incumbent senators, four, who are running for re-election, who won their last races by less than 3%. In New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan won last time by 0.1%. She could lose this time. Nevada's Catherine Cortez Masto won by 2.4%. Arizona's Mark Kelly, that was just last year. He has to run again now because that was an unfilled, the seat that had been vacated. But Mark Kelly won by 2.4%. And Georgia's Raphael Warnock, who also had won a seat that had been opened up because of retirement, not death. Death in the case of Mark Kelly, it was John McCain's death. Raphael Warnock won by only 2%. And these are in states that should be very winnable for the GOP. Now, that's particularly true if they rally around some of the messages that are put forward in this subject of a Michael Medved music review.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
I'm not trying to say that Tom McDonald is the equivalent of Bach and Vivaldi and Handel, who you were just hearing there. But Tom McDonald has achieved remarkable popularity. The official video for his song, which is called Snowflakes, has now been seen over 5.2 million times on YouTube alone. And his song basically tackles, like right here in the first verse, abortion, BLM, guns, race relations, immigration, and more. Listen.
If you lie to the government, they'll put you in prison. But when they lie to all of us, it's called being a politician. You think taking guns away will save our kids from the killings? But you're pro-choice, abortion kills way more children. If America's so terrible and racist, it probably isn't safe to encourage immigration. Just saying, all the contradictions are embarrassing.
You know who hates America the most? Americans. Trigger warnings used to be on TV for seizures, and now they're everywhere to protect millennials' feelings. He, she, his, him, hers, them, they. Screw a pronoun, cause everyone's a these days. Here I'm preaching at the protest that hatred's the problem, but hating straight men, white folks, and Christians is common. Coca-Cola telling people they should be less white. They preach intolerance, but if you disagree, they fight. There's a race war here, elections based on fear. Black lives only matter once every 4 years. Soldiers died for this country, and every one of us benefits. Give welfare to the bums and forget about the veterans. Black folks and white folks divided by the news, but we are all the same. We are red, white, and blue. Ashamed to be American? Okay, that's cool. Because honestly, we are all ashamed of you too.
Okay, we are all ashamed of you too. There's more here. Now, do I believe that musically or even lyrically this is a work of genius? It puts in a lot of points that seem to me to be tough points for anybody else to answer. He says, they preach intolerance, but if you disagree, they fight. There's a race war here, elections based on fear. Black lives only matter once every 4 years. Look, there's much more, and there's also a chorus which we'll get to. In fact, let's get to the chorus now. This is clip B.
Dollars so fake, oh no. The forecast said that there'd be so fake, whoa. You can make us see it your way, no way. Gasoline and grow, more fakes, oh no. No more snowflakes.
No more snowflakes? Well, there is more. It does reflect the fact that there is more possibility in popular culture for conservative expression. More of the highlights, lowlights from Snowflakes, the new ideological right-wing hit. That's coming up, and more on the Medved Show.
Medved.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro!
This is the Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Amazing is that in the midst of everything we're talking about, there have now been 174 million confirmed cases of coronavirus worldwide. Almost 4 million deaths. It's an astonishing thing and worth keeping in mind, it seems to me. Also worth keeping in mind is the spectacular, unheralded success by Tom McDonald. Now, he's a character. He's a former professional wrestler. I guess that qualifies you as being a character. He's Canadian. He's not American, but he's lived in the United States for some time. He moved down to L.A. to pursue his wrestling career and then found this music career. And his most recent release, Snowflakes, has hit some powerful chords with people across the country. Particularly because it highlights some real conservative issues. His last verse sounds like this.
Set us up to fail, that's what they built the system for. Put an ammunition shop across the street from a liquor store. Empowering women used to be different than this before. The role models got OnlyFans or dance on a stripper pole. Screw it, I ain't tripping, I don't mean to be mean. But if our children are the future, then our future is bleak. They take an Adderall to focus, hit McDonald's to eat. They're addicted to phones and they take Xanax to sleep. They blurred the lines dividing communism and democracy. In 2021, we paint the patriots as Nazis. The men playing women's sports get trophies for winning. Like, great, let's celebrate a man for beating some women. If you're black, your life matters, you're supposed to embrace it. If you're rich or you're smart, then you're probably Asian. If you're gay, then you're brave, all of that I'm okay with. But if you're white, the stereotype is you are a racist. Blaming capitalism like that's the reason things are tough. While you tweet from an iPhone and sip on a Starbucks. You're supporting what you stand against, you don't think you are, but a Percocet addict don't donate money to pharma. Damn, dog, we're all afraid to speak the truth. And the more afraid we get, the more we hate the ones who do. You're ashamed to be American? Okay, that's cool. Because honestly,
we are all ashamed of you too.
And then go back to the chorus. Y'all are so fake, oh no. The forecast said that there'd be snowflakes, whoa. I'm not trying to rap here. You can't make us see it your way, no way. Gasoline and propane, more flames, oh no, no more snowflakes. And then he says, we all could get along, but there's no stopping. Everybody's wrong. That's a real problem. They don't want to hear it, but they're still talking. Soon enough, we running out of options. This ain't going to end till it's in a coffin. We ain't going to be friends till we try to squash it. I don't know how we can make amends or we drop it. Snowflakes melt when it's hot kid. And look, it's one of those things where using the medium of rap, and no, this does not qualify as one of the most artistically noble raps, but it's a very different message. And you talk about a different message, there's a classic ballad, mostly associated with Whitney Houston, a little bit with Dolly Parton, but a high school principal at Andrews High School, class of 21, he wasn't class of 21, he was serenading the class of 21, at graduation in High Point, North Carolina. The principal, I know nothing about him, except that he has a great voice. He did a great job. And it seems like it's a beautiful thing for the principal to do with his high school graduates, who actually were able to get a graduation ceremony where they heard this. Okay, look, first of all, it takes a great deal of courage to try to stand up to versions originally by Dolly Parton and, of course, most famously covered by Whitney Houston. And the principal's name is Marcus Gauss, and he's African-American, he's black, and he sang out some of the lyrics, "I hope life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you've dreamed of, and I'm wishing you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you love, and I will always love you." And look, that's a great moment in a great country, and a reason to be appreciative. There are a bunch of movies, including some of the most eagerly awaited movies of the year, including one starring Anne Margaret and Ellen Burstyn, and Jane Curtin and James Caan, a lot of 80-something stars. What's that about? We will get to that tomorrow on the Medved Show. But first, a big new animated film that is going to a wider audience right now. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Nearly 20 years ago, a successful animated film told the story of a wild Mustang on the frontier, and now there's another installment in the story with another heroic horse befriending an intrepid little girl. It's called Spirit Untamed, now playing in theaters across the country.
This horse got a lot of spirit.
You do have a lot of spirit.
I just rode a horse.
Around here, we call that hanging on for dear life.
And the glorious animation to this film, even better than the original Spirit, brings the character and spectacular landscapes to life with imagery and energy that makes up for the threadbare, predictable plot. The celebrity voices of Jake Gyllenhaal and Julianne Moore are largely wasted, though the three preteen girls who team to protect the wild Mustangs develop an appealing friendship on screen. It's rated PG for some thrilling and intense scenes of adventure and danger. 2.5 stars for Spirit Untamed. And it is tough to resist some of those old tropes of the West that are brought to life in some of the animation in Spirit. Next time, one of the biggest movies of the year, I'm sure, is going to be In the Heights, which is the Lin-Manuel Miranda musical, won the Tony Award for Best Musical when it came out 12 years ago. And now it's a big new movie version without a lot of big-name stars, but people who will be big-name stars because they're enormously talented. Can you see it as a feel-good movie? We'll let you know tomorrow when we review In the Heights. There's also the wide release and streaming services release of The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Is it frightening and gripping and scary? Well, it has an opening sequence that is utterly terrifying. But does the rest of the movie hold up? We will let you know tomorrow. And a movie that's aimed clearly at the 80-something set about a group of likable and sometimes amusing elderly people who are living together in the same fairly elegant, high-end rest home, senior living facility, I think you'd call it. And, yeah, it's great to see Ellen Burstyn. She's 88 years old, carrying a movie. We'll also be talking about people who are actually carrying a much higher tax burden than some of the stories indicated. We're talking about the richest Americans. We will talk about that with Grover Norquist. There was a real crime here. It didn't involve tax avoidance or tax evasion or anything. The crime had to do with breaching confidential information. We'll be speaking with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. And we will also be talking about a fascinating book that tries to analyze the Trump personality. We'll be speaking a little bit about whether he will, for sure, run or not run in 2024. What's the key to the Trump personality? Rosebud. It, according to Robert Orlando, our author, the key to his personality is his favorite movie, which was Citizen Kane. We will get to that and much more tomorrow, Friday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.